Today's on Matilda. No, everything.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to M&H Know Everything. And this season, we know everything about Greek mythology. Today, we're going to tell you about
how Chiron came to be.
So it all started. Chiron was just a random satyr that hanged around.
Centaur.
He wasn't really any of the tribes, and he wasn't really a party pony like the others. So he was just hanging around once, and then Apollo appeared. And Apollo said,
"Oh, wow, I've always wanted to ride on a centaur. Giddy up!"
And then, well, he hopped on and asked if he could take him for a spin. Of course, no centaur likes being ridden, but Chiron suspected that Apollo would be mad if he said no, so he said yes. Over the trip, they bonded. And at the end of the trip, Apollo decided to say to Chiron,
"I'll teach you some stuff about, like, how to train and a bunch of wisdom."
Yeah. So he took him to a cave or something and taught him everything he knew about archery, healing, music. And the training came to go for about a year. And then when Apollo thought that Chiron was ready, he brought in a bunch of guys. Well, five guys and one girl. Apollo said, "Chiron, I've brought you a bunch of people to train." The first six people Chiron trained was
Atalanta, Perseus, Achilles.
What was that guy's name again? Atalanta, Perseus, Achilles, Asclepius. Oh, and Jason. And Jason. How could I forget about Jason? Anyway, Chiron taught them everything they knew. And eventually, they'd grow up. All of them would grow up to be amazing heroes. So there was
Achilles. Achilles is famous because he's famous for being dipped in the river Styx when he was little. He fought in the Trojan War, and his heel was his weak spot because that's where his mother held him. He was dipped in the river Styx because his mother was really, 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 really overprotective and was worried her little boy would get hurt. If you're dipped in the river Styx, that means you cannot be hurt.
Yeah, you become invincible. Like, you know how to jab, you know how to punch, you're great at everything. It's like every single part of you cannot be killed except for that one weak spot. So, like, if someone aimed for your leg, you just deflect it except for that it aim for that spot.
Who else was there?
Oh, well, there was Asclepius. Asclepius was a son of Apollo, and he was absolutely amazing at healing. By looking at you, like one glance, he could tell that when you were five, you fell off a horse and broke your arm, you had a fever 3 weeks ago, and you need glasses. Once when Artemis's friend was killed, she went to Asclepius. She knew that he was the best healer in the land, and Asclepius made a potion that brought someone back to life from death. Hazel, who else was there?
A bunch of other guys, but the one we're really excited about is
Atalanta.
So, we're excited about her because, like, she's, like, this really famous girl hero.
Yeah, she was really good. She was known to be a swift runner and the only female Argonaut. The Argonauts are the crew of guys Jason sailed with, one of her other mates.
Stinky men.
Stinky men mates.
So, when Atalanta was little, he was really hoping
for a son. Okay. And he
didn't want a
daughter so much that he left her to die in the forest.
Yeah. So, these two human hunters came in. So, like, they came in and they were, like, expecting to see, like, a big bear to shoot or something. Instead, they saw this, like, little baby lying on the floor.
Without any clothes on.
Chewing some bones. So, naturally, the hunters were a little alarmed.
Yeah, so they decided to take her in. Of course, Atalanta, like, scraped and pushed and clawed at their eyes.
And
refused to go, but, well, I guess the men were quite foolish and just weren't open-minded enough to realize that she wanted to stay there. Anyway, so the men took her and raised her as their own. She became an excellent runner.
And all, like, the other 50 other stuff she was great at, like archery.
Yeah. So she was great at everything. And then she did a bunch of amazing stuff. She stayed with the Argonauts. Some people came to see her. She was in a wild boar hunt. But we're going to skip through all that. You can read about that in some book because we're not really here to talk about all of the adventures Atalanta went through. So eventually, after she was old, she wanted to return back to the forest. But her father had other ideas. He managed to figure out that Atalanta was his long-lost daughter and decided to take her in. I mean, she was a good wife now. She's strong and good enough to be pregnant.
Why did you say wife? She's not married.
I know, but she would be a good wife because, of course, all kings want, like, a wife to get a husband, to get, like, a good marriage thing.
Yeah,
and
but, like, don't you think it's a little weird? Like, I think you're my long-lost daughter that I abandoned in the woods to die. Want to move in with me?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's super weird. It's like, well, I don't want this baby, so I'm just going to leave it there to die. And they're like, 20 years later, oh, come in. You'll make an excellent wife. Let me sell you away to some rich king on the other side of the world. Anyway, so the king wanted her to get married, but she didn't want to go for it because an oracle told her that her marriage would be her downfall.
So she told her father, I'm not sure, I'm not going to do an impression of Atalanta because it'll end up with me pinching my nose and sounding like someone's Scottish. So anyway, Atalanta said, Father, I will marry, but you must set up a race. You do have a racetrack, right?
Yeah, she wanted to set her own conditions. So she appeared the next week with her best running shoes on. Actually, they race naked, but we're not going to go into that. We're just going to imagine they wore clothes while they were running and they had a race.
So all the men were like, ha! She's just a girl. I'll win this easily. Then I'll have a nice new wife to clean my floors, cook my stuff, and be eye candy.
So, yeah.
That was a mistake.
And then she said, I will start 20 paces back. Some men laughed and went, a head start with a race from a girl? This is insulting. And half the crowd left. And then she set another term.
If I catch you, I get to kill you.
And the other part of the crowd left. There were only like 6 suitors now. They were either brave enough or dumb enough or they just really wanted a wife to clean their floors. Either way, they decided to do it.
And surprise, surprise,
they all got killed.
Yeah, they all died. Because Atalanta won the race, so it's like,
she was like a swift. As swift as the wind, no man could beat her.
Oh, small story before we continue. Once when I was, like, riding my bike, I went really fast. And for some reason, like, I was, like, swift as a... And I was, like, I can't remember anything to say. So I basically just said, like, this first thing that popped into my mind. Potato. I was, like, swift as a... Pause. Potato.
Swift as a potato. Anyway, so there was a guy. What was his name?
We can't remember his name, so we're just going to keep going.
He was a grandson of Poseidon. and he fell in love with Atalanta, so he wanted to do a race with her. And then Atalanta was like, sure, but she secretly didn't want him to do the race because she didn't want to kill him because, you know...
He looked nice.
Yes. So he went to
the shrine temple of Aphrodite
and prayed to her and went, oh, Aphrodite, help me win this race.
So Aphrodite was like, oh, sure, here, take these three apples. So, like, wait, why did she give him apples? Why not, like, coins or something?
Or like, bombs. I don't know.
Like,
she liked apples?
Yeah, like, haha, now I have a basket full of bombs. That'll really help me win the race.
And Aphrodite whispered a plan in his ear. Then he ran away to the race.
So,
he started 20 paces in front and started running. He was running as fast as he can before he heard the scrape of daggers coming out of the sheathy things.
Sheath
things.
So he threw down one of the apples.
Atalanta couldn't resist. The apples just looked so nice. So she picked up the apples and started running again. When he was halfway through,
he heard Atalanta catching up.
Yes, so he threw another apple. She tried not to look at it, but the smell caught her, so she veered to catch it.
And he kept on running. And then he heard Atalanta catch up with him yet again. He was on his last apple now, but he was nearly past the finish line.
He ran as fast as he could.
But Atalanta was still catching up. He threw down his last apple, and he ran over the finish line before Atalanta.
And that's basically the end. So they had a happy marriage.
You're forgetting about this one teensy thing.
They lived happily ever after for about a year.
And then, for some reason, maybe because Aphrodite wasn't happy that that guy hadn't thanked her, like, hey, you helped me get the dream relationship. Bye-bye now!
Yeah, so she didn't thank her. So, one day when they were at a temple of Zeus, Aphrodite flared their emotions and they started getting very...
romantic. I'm just going to be the one to say that.
Romantic on the floor in front of the shrine to Zeus.
Yes, very disrespectful. So Zeus was like, oh, gross, stop that. So he turned them into lions. Or was it tigers?
I think it was lions. Yeah. It was lions.
Hey, Matilda, we started off talking about Chiron. What do you think it would be like training in his camp?
I think working with Chiron would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, he's a centaur, and, like, he would be, like, really helpful, or, like... But, like, what if we, like, teamed up with Atalanta? What if, like, Achilles and Jason and stuff were actually real jerks? And then we could, like, team up with Atalanta and be like, ha-ha, take that, stinky man!
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah. What would you most like to learn from Chiron?
I want to learn how to sword fight or just, like, fight with a stick. I really love sticks, you know? Like, if I find a big stick, have you seen, like, all sticks I wave around?
Yeah.
And like, in, like, 5 seconds, I manage to break the stick by whacking it really hard.
You either break the stick or you break a plant near the stick.
Yeah, like, I have a talent for, like, waving the stick around and then it just, chops off a plant.
Remember that time you were, like, with, like, that special birthday baton I gave you? And you were, like, and then you hit something and I was, like... And then I broke and we were like,
Yeah, that was really fun. What would you like to learn?
I don't know. Maybe I would like to learn, like karate? Like, I tried to do karate and it was, like, so boring. I was like, when are we getting to the kicking? When are we getting to, like... When we get into, like, the ninja part of karate?
I learned karate, but it was super boring because, number one, I was in kindergarten and I was 5.
Yeah, I was, like, 5 when I learned karate. I was like, I cannot get the hang of the roundhouse kick. And then when I punched it, I was like, so, like, my hand is this big and then, like, the thing is, like, that big and I'm like,
Yeah.
So, like, what would be, like, your least favourite class? Would it be, like, music or something?
I think it would probably be English. I'm pretty sure Chiron's students would have to learn how to, like, speak Greek and do writing and poetry and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really like writing. And, like, I'm fine with, like, playing the lyre, but I hate poetry. Like, it's just, like, speaking in lines. I mean, like,
yeah, it's like
haiku. It's like five and seven. And,
yeah, I cannot do haiku. It just,
It does not compute in our name. Hazel, what would your least favourite class be?
Ooh, I think, like, yeah, maybe poetry. I'll be like, I can't get the hang of haiku. I can't do it.
Like,
I don't know what a syllable is.
I do like drama, but, like, would you have to read Hamlet? Because, like, I love books and I love drama, but, I mean, like, to be or not to be?
That is the question.
It's super weird. So, the theme for our quiz today is the hero Jason, who also trained with Chiron.
So, Matilda, my quiz question for you is, what was the golden fleece made out of? A, golden sheep. B, golden wombat. C, golden kangaroo. B,
gold.
D, golden seahorse. And E?
Yeah.
E, golden beetle.
Ooh, that's a hard one. My instincts tell me it's made out of the golden seahorse. But my intuition tells me that I'm pretty sure that the golden fleece is made out of fleece. And fleece is made from sheep. So I think it's A.
Correct!
My question for you is, what is the figurehead made out of on the Argo and what does it do? A. Tin foil. And it blinds its enemies with its sparkliness. B, paper mache, and it squirts random parts of glue at everyone. C, magical wood, and it can tell the future. Or D, plasticine, and it does absolutely nothing.
Ooh, that's so hot. Now, I think I've heard somewhere that it was made out of prophecy-speaking tree. What? But I mean, maybe plasticine, because that would be waterproof. And, like, who's ever heard of a moth that does anything? I'm just going to go with prophecy-speaking tree.
Ding, ding, ding! You are correct. Well, that's all we have time for in M&H Know Everything.
Thanks to my mum for being our producer and editor.
Thanks to my mum and Hazel's dad for composing our little jingle. We have to go to Chiron's class. It's our turn to try to demonstrate our karate kicks.
Let me just check my timetable. Let's see what's first in the morning. Oh no, poetry. So, his father was hoping to have a son, but when he got Atalanta, he was so upset that he got a girl that he cast her out into the forest to get eaten by wolves. Or
ants. Or bears. Or chipmunks. Whatever.
Evil ravenous chipmunks.
Did you say
Yeah, I accidentally said chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Evil ravenous chipmunk.
Chipmunk. I thought you said chipmunk.
Like chipmunks. Pray to the mighty monks of the world. But I mean, like, to be or not to be?
That is the question.
It's super weird.
How do you think you say that in ancient Greek?
Crassius, Aluka Mosanara, Pula.
You just made that up, didn't
you? Yeah, I made that up.
Very good.
Imagine if
I said thank you in Spanish and then I said riptide in Greek.
So imagine if like the word for that was like chocolate dipped banana. That's what it, to be or not to be. Chocolate dipped banana.
In Greek, yeah.
Yeah.